there isn't a velus that is lifted, by the 33rd day of the Omer. And again, it's the celebration of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, revealing the deepest secrets of Torah at the moment of his Petira, and it's a celebration of the end of the tragic death of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. And it's sort of the combination of those two things which creates this simcha, which we tap into. Again, whether or not one cuts their hair or shaves and things like that, again, I'll be pnimius, the Arizal has such a notion that one doesn't do so for the entire period of Omer. But there's no question that the simcha of Rabbi Shimon is very, very significant, and it definitely does, you know, override in many respects the availus of these days. Okay? All right, so let's see. So Maimer Yud Zayin, again, Kedaihu Rabbi Shimon, from Rabbi Pinchas Friedman, the original small red edition. Okay, just people should know where it's from. And let's see. Okay, so Lechvod Lag Va'Omer Yoma Di Hilula Shel Rashbi Nira Leva'er Divrei Rabbeinu HaRizal. In honor of the great celebration, Hilula De Rashbi. Now, Hilula means like a wedding, right? It's an unusual way that the celebration, Hilula is a celebration, the celebration of Rashbi. I mean, there's what to talk about there also. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, right, so that became a fast day. Zion Adar, people fast. Aaron HaKohen's Yartzai is a day that people fast. Again, not everyone does that at all, but I'm saying the celebration of the death of a tzaddik is an unusual thing. Tzaddik talks about it in his first piece in Pri Tzaddik on Lag BaOmer, why that is, why some tzaddikim, their petira is mourned in a certain way and others are celebrated. There's a lot to unpack there. But the Arizal tells us on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi. Alisa Lamarom, you went up to the heights, Shavisa Shevi. And a captive was taken captive, a captive was captured. Right? A Shevi means a captive, someone who's taken hostage. So it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu going up to receive the Torah. That's how the Gemara darshans this Pasuk. But somehow in that Alisa Lamar, you went to the heights, Shavisa Shevi, and you captured something, says the Arizal, it's Merames for Rishum Bar Yochai. Because Shevi, this word for a captive, is Rashi Tevos Shimon Ben Yochai. What does that mean? Very strange. So the Sefer Smichas Chachamim explains, Ki Bishas Matan Torah, Nis'aver Moshe Rabbeinu Im Nishmas Rashbi. When Moshe went to get the Torah, Moshe didn't just go as Moshe Rabbeinu, but his soul was nis'aber, was infused with the spirit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it was sort of the combination of Moshe and Rabbi Shimon who were able to bring the Torah down to this world. Kedei la'alos l'marom l'kablas ha'Torah li'Yisrael. They were able to somehow, and it was tremendous opposition. The Gemara describes the angels were fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't want to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. But somehow when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he went up with the Kochos of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and together they were able to bring the Torah down to the world. Now, the song of Lag BaOmer that we're all familiar with by Rabbi Shimon Levi, the song of Bar Yochai, has an interesting line. It says in the song Bar Yochai nimshachta ashrecha, shemen sason mechaverecha. Bar Yochai nimshachta, you've been anointed, ashrecha. Right? Fortunate are you? Shemen sason mechaverecha. You have the shemen sason, you have the sweet oils, which are even nicer than your friends, right? Shema, you got something that others were not zocha to. You received some type of anointing. An anointing? Where Shimon Bar Yochai was anointed? What does that mean, he was anointed? David HaMelech was anointed? What does it mean to be anointed? Bar Yochai, you were anointed. Shkayach. You've got the sweet oil, more so than others. What does that mean? Now, you should just know that this phrase, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, comes from Tehillim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, and you'll see actually how it relates very nicely to our Gemara Shir today, and something that appears very much so in this week's Parsha. Ahavta tzedek v'tisna resha, al kein mishachacha elokim elokecha, shemen sason mechaveirecha. David HaMelech says, you love, ahavta tzedek, you love righteousness, v'tisna resha, and you despised evil, you hated wickedness, and therefore, says the Pasuk, Hashem has anointed you with the Shemen Sasum, with the joyous oil, Mechaveirecha, more so than your peers, more so than your friends. That's the source of the Pasuk. You love righteousness, you despise wickedness, and therefore you're anointed. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, we have a lot to unpack here. Tzarech lahavin, we need to understand, eich miskasher inyan zeh l'Rishon Bar Yochai, what is this whole anointing oil business? What does it have to do with Rishon Bar Yochai? We need to understand, what does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was infused with the neshama of Rishon Bar Yochai when he was getting the Torah? What is that about? What does that even mean? And we need to also understand, and it might seem like a tangential question, but you'll see it's actually a very profound question. We need to understand why in the song of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is the refrain, right, is the kind of the chorus, right, Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai, the son of Yochai, do we not want to emphasize the fact that he has his own name? His name is Shimon. He's Rabbi Shimon, he's Rashbi. Why when we sing the praises of Rabbi Shimon, do we call him only by the name of his father, Bar Yochai, v'dileg al shmo ha-prati, we skip over his personal name? Okay, so we have a lot to figure out here. So let's go step by step. Yesterday, we referenced, right, this Gemara of Rabbi Akiva sitting in jail, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his Talmud, coming to visit him, Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and how he was begging him to teach him Torah, and he said, I want to, but I'm going to get in more trouble, and I can't do it, And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai threatened Rabbi Akiva that if you don't teach me Torah, so I'm further going to conspire against you with the authorities. I'm going to hand you over to the authorities. He's already sitting in jail. But I'm going to get you, if you don't teach me, he's threatening his Rebbe. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Chamisha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kashay Chovash Rabbeis HaSurin. Rabbi Akiva asked five things of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai while he was sitting in jail, while Rabbi Akiva was sitting in jail. Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, lamdeini Torah. I can't go on without you. I need you to teach me. Rabbi Akiva says, sorry, I can't do it. Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Im ein atam lamdeini, if you don't teach me Torah, ani omer liyochai abba, first of all, I'm going to tell your dad. I'm going to tell on you. And not only that, Musarcha l'malchus, I'm going to give you over to the government. He's sitting in jail, right? What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva says back to him, listen, my dear Talmud, you're like a child to me. And you should just know that Yosef Yimasha Egel Rotsa Leinik, Para Rotsa Lahanik. More than the baby calf wants to suckle from the mother, more than the baby calf wants to drink the milk, the mother wants to what? Wants to share the milk, wants to give the milk. First of all, when the mommy calf's udders are filled with milk, right, or the pregnant woman is filled, her chest is filled with milk, right? It's actually can be painful. She wants to relieve herself of that milk. But more than that, the mother's love for the child is even greater than the child's desire to connect to the mother. So Rabbi Akiva says, trust me, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's using a mashal, saying, trust me, I wish I could give you all the Torah in the world. I'm just not allowed to, and I'm scared of what the consequences might be. But the Mefarshim ask on this very strange Gemara, Eich yitochen shatana kodosh rashbi, yafchires rabu hagadol Akiva yishim srenu lemalchus. What on earth does that mean? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is threatening his Rebbe, I'm going to hand you over to the government. I'm going to get you in more trouble. You're already here on trumped up charges. I'm going to tell them the truth, how much Torah you've been teaching, if you don't teach me. What's he trying to do? Get his Rebbe killed? I mean, his Rebbe was killed, lo aleinu, in the end. And more than that, Hello, Rabbi Akiva, kvar yashav azu beis asur. Like we're saying, he's already sitting in jail. What does it mean for teaching Torah publicly? So what does it mean he's going to hand them over to the government? Elavadai shatana rashbi lo iskavin lepshutam shaldvar. Obviously, this is a very deep secret, this Gemara. Like everything Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva touch, it's filled with many, many layers. Ach kedarcham shal chachmenu zechorna levracha, taman bidvar of mashal umalitza, lo chiyach Rabbi Akiva shialamid oso Torah. Obviously, it's not to be taken literally. It's not to be understood superficially. It's teaching us something about Rabbi Shimon's desperate attempts to extract the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, and it's described to us. It's recorded for us in the Gemara, in this strange conversation. But we need to try to crack the code. We need to understand the inner feelings of the relationship between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva. What exactly was this threat, and what's Rabbi Akiva's response? Okay, so chaver, we need the main Gemara that we're going to build around today, and that is the Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara talks about a very, very sad period in Jewish history, as the Beis Hamikdash was in its decline, as the Talmidei Chachamim were being exiled from place to place. Finally, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan. Kishenichnasu Rabosenu Lakaram Biavna. Finally, the rabbis established some type of base medrash in Karim Biavna. And there was tremendous panic. There was a tremendous fear that Torah was in such a steep decline that maybe they would never be able to stop the Torah from being forgotten. Amru, the rabbis in Karim Biavna said, the Heliga Tanaim declared, Asida Torah Shetishtakach Mi Yisrael. We fear that in the end, the Torah will be forgotten from amongst the Jewish people. This was not just some type of anxiety. This was something the prophets had spoken of. As the Navi Amos says, Hine yamim ba'im nu'um Hashem elokeichem, v'yishlachti ra'av ba'aretz. Days are coming where there will be a famine in the land. And the Navi clarifies what he means by that. Lo ra'av lo lechem. They won't be hungry for bread. You won't be thirsty for water. Kiyim l'shmoa es devar Hashem. To hear the word of God will be hard to... It'll be hard to find the... Right? Like you go to the supermarket and there's nothing on the shelves. Lo aleinu. So you're going to wander the streets trying to see who's learning Torah, who's talking about God, and it's all going to be forgotten, it's going to be lost. And not only that, further, the Navi says, V'na'u miyam ad yam, you'll travel, you'll wander from sea to sea, mitzafon v'ad mizrach yeshotetu levakish es devar Hashem, v'lo yimtzo. From north to east to west to south, you'll wander all around searching for the Dvar Hashem, and it will be nowhere, it's nowhere to be found. The rabbis were very, very pessimistic about the decline of Torah. Tanya was taught in the Breiser, Yishun Bar Yochai Omer, Chas v'shalom shetishtakach Torah miYisrael. Rabbi Yishun Bar Yochai said, no, we can't talk like this. Rabbi Yishun Bar Yochai said, I will be the guarantor of Torah. Shenamar ki lo sishachach mipi zaro, like it says by Shiras Ha'azinu. It says that the song of Ha'azinu will forever be in the lips of the Jewish people, and it will not be forgotten from the descendants. And Torah will always be on the lips of the Jewish people. We'll never forget Torah. Ah, so what does it mean? Says Rabbi Shimon. So what do I do with the pasuk that says people will wander in search of the Dvar Hashem and they won't find it? What it means is, Shelo yimtzu halacha brura u'mishna brura b'makom echad. You won't find halacha brura and mishna brura in one place. In other words, we won't have all of the expertise of Torah in one place. You'll have some people who are experts in halacha, some people experts in Gemara, some people experts in Tanakh. You'll have some people, there'll be a certain scattering of the Torah. But not that it'll be forgotten. The oneness of Torah will somewhat be lost. We'll have to see what that means. But not, God forbid, to say that the Torah will be forgotten. The Torah will always exist. The Torah will never be forgotten. So these were the courageous words of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So it says Rav Pinchas Friedman Shlita, we need to think about this Gemara. Roy Lizbonin, Halo Barur ki Raboseinu Atanoi Makadoshim Shem Bekerem Biavne Lo Amrustam Asida Torah Shetishtachach Miyisrael. These were Tanaim Chevra. These were the greatest Jews of our history. They wouldn't so casually decide the Torah is going to be forgotten. Read the Psukim. They read what the Navi Amos predicted. And they understood that, we don't want it to happen, right? But they understood that with Ruach HaKodesh, they understood that, yeah, we're heading towards a very dark period, a spiritually dark period. So how can Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come along and just say, no, I disagree? What do you mean? The Pasuk says, days are coming when people are going to be starving for godliness because it's nowhere to be found. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, it's not, I disagree. So what is this machlokas? Ulam biyar ha'inyan hu. We have to explain as follows. Ki be'emes rabuseinu atanoim akadoshim shim bekerem bi'avna. Ro heitev be'eneim ha'me'iros. They knew what they were talking about. They saw with their clear vision. Shemitzad matzav shiflus hador ve'godol ha'cheshkos be'ikvesu de'meshicha. Tishtakach Torah mi'Yisrael. They understood that there's going to be a spiritual decline, a yoridas hadoros, that it was going to be a period called the Ikvas of the Mashiach, the steps, those final steps leading up to Mashiach's arrival, where Torah is going to be lost, that there's going to be a loss of Torah. What did Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai see that his colleagues didn't see? Elisha Atana Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who would be Zochet to reveal to the world Sisrei Torah. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, but I've got a secret weapon. I've got a secret weapon, Chevra. It's called the Secrets of the Torah. And my illumination of Torah, through the revelation of the secrets of Torah, Hey, your tevel umaloa, it will illuminate the Tevel, the earth, the world, and all of its inhabitants and everything within it. Va'or kedushas Torah hanistar. Hine al yedei korach toraso bitel shichas haTorah miYisrael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, you're right. There is going to be a natural decline. But I'm going to fight back, and I've got a secret weapon. And I have something, and I know about something, that maybe even my colleagues, the Heilige Tanayim, didn't fully understand how powerful it is, and how transformative it is. Like the Pasuk says in Iyov, the Pasuk says, V'tigzar omer v'yakim lach. To be able to say a decree, to issue a decree, and to have it fulfilled, which the Gemara says, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sometimes make a decree, and the Tzaddik can overturn it. Or the Tzaddik will demand something, and Hashem will fulfill it. And that's what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said. I understand. You're right. You're right. On Bederach HaTeva, you're right. There's going to be a decline. But at the last moment, I'm going to swoop in with my Giluyim of Pnimius of Torah, of Sisrei Torah, of Secrets of Torah, and I'm going to force Hashem's hand to reverse the trend. I'm going to make sure that Chas V'Shalom, God forbid, that the Torah should be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. I take that responsibility upon myself. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, I've got the secret weapon. Now, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov has a famous teaching. Here he quotes it in the name of the Tiferes Shlomo. Tiferes Shlomo was the first Rebbe of Radomsk. His writings on Lag BaOmer. The Radomsk, the Tiferes Shlomo, lived about 30 years. He was born about 30 years after Rabbi Nachman. He passed away in the 1860s, 1866. It was a big year. Many tzaddikim died then. Rabbi Nachman passed away in 1810. Okay, so if you've heard this Torah before, maybe you've seen it. For those who've studied some of Rabbeinu's writings, Rabbi Nachman has this idea. But here he quotes it from the Tiferes Shlomo in the name of the Svarim HaKadoshim. Okay, it could be got it from Rabbi Nachman. I don't know. An amazing remes. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai got up and he said, "I will protect the Torah. The Tchas V'Shalom, the Torah will not be forgotten. After all, it says in Devarim Perak Lamedalid, Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro." It shall never be forgotten from the descendants. Says the Tiferes Shlomo, says Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, if you look at this pasuk, look at the last letters of each of the five words. Ki is a yud, lo is an aleph, si shachach is a ches, mipi is a yud, zaro is a vav, it spells out Yochai. In other words, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai saw himself in the pasuk. Every one of us has a pasuk in Chumash that's connected to our essence, or our essence is connected to it. Right, every one of us has a letter in the Torah. Every one of us has a phrase in the Torah. Every one of us has a place, so to speak, in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai didn't pick this pasuk randomly, the pasuk that says the Torah will never be forgotten. He saw himself in this pasuk. It will not be forgotten mipi zaro, from the mouth of his descendants. Whose descendants? The descendants of the one in the pasuk. Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro is Yochai. So Yochai's son, Shimon bar Yochai, saw himself in the pasuk. He saw himself as the one who's going to uphold this reality. Nimsa sha pasuk atzmo mevar sha Torah lo si shachach bizchus zaro shel Yochai. That in the merit of what? Of the children, or the child of Yochai, Shimon bar Yochai, the Torah will not be forgotten. Hare lamadnu mizeh dvarim berurim ki rashvi bekoch kedushaso bitel shechas Torah miYisrael. So at this point, we've established, again, a few things. We started off with a pasuk in Tehillim, that Alisa Lamarum Shavisa Shevi, which the Arizal says Shevi is Shimon bar Yochai. And we explained, based on the Smichas Chachamim, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Shimon came together to bring down the Torah to the world. And then we explained that Rabbi Shimon Levi, in his famous tefillah and song Bar Yochai, highlights the fact that Rabbi Shimon is anointed with very special and unique oil. Oil that is different than his friends. And that itself is based on the pasuk in Tehillim Memhei, right? That one who loves righteousness and despises evil will be anointed in a way that is unique and special. So we ask the question, what does that have to do with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? And we also ask the question, why is he called Bar Yochai? Why isn't he called Shimon bar Yochai in the song? So we explained the Gemara in Pesachim, again, that Rabbi Shimon tried to threaten his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, to get the Torah from him. And we asked, what does that mean? Why is he threatening his Rebbe? Why is he saying, I'm going to tell my dad? I'm going to tell on you to the authorities. What's going on here? And what does it mean? These Tanaim thought the Torah is going to be forgotten. Rabbi Shimon got up to defend. The Torah will never be forgotten. But now we see this remez of Kilosi Shachach V'Pizaro, Sofei Tevos Yochai, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, I have what it takes to protect the Torah from being forgotten. So, Chaver, so let's find out a little bit why that is. What is it? And again, this is a very theoretical discussion, but also a very practical discussion. Because I find that it's absolutely true. There are Jews who have forgotten and have lost their way from Torah. And if you give them a taste of the world of Rishon Bar Yochai, of Pnimiyas HaTorah, it helps them to come alive again. It proves to them that they haven't forgotten Torah, that they're not as disconnected as they may have seemed on the surface. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, I want to discuss with you three reasons why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai has this unique ability to stop Torah from being forgotten. Let's try to explain. Let's try to understand. V'nira levar ha'inyan. Madua dafka rashvi zacha levato b'kedushaso shichras ha'torah mi'Yisrael. What is it about the holiness of Rabbi Shimon that he has this ability to overcome the forgetfulness of Torah? So, let's start with a medrash. Why do we forget Torah? It's one of the most frustrating things about learning Torah. It's mamish, one of the most frustrating things. You learn, you can work on something, you can study it, you can put a lot of time and effort into it. And then, like, you know, can't remember it. You don't remember, what was it? What did Rashi say? What did Tosfos say? What did this one say? What did that one say? Where is that Gemara? Ugh, I used to know where this Gemara was. I can't find it now. Right? Where is that discussion? Where's the source for this? Where's that halacha? Ugh, I was learning it last week here in the Mishnah Berurah. I can't find it now. It's a very frustrating feeling. But forgetting Torah also has an element of bracha to it. Rabbi Nachman spoke about this also in several places. The Medrash in Koheles Rabbah says that Hashem actually did us a big favor by allowing us to forget Torah. Says the Medrash, Koheles Rabbah, the Medrash on Koheles, L'tovaso Adam lamei Torah v'shocheach. It's a tremendous goodness that a person studies Torah and forgets his Torah. You know why? As much as we all wish we could remember our Torah. What's the bracha in forgetting Torah? She'ilu haya Adam lamei Torah v'lo shacha. If a person would study Torah and not forget it, hayim misasek b'Torah shtayim shaloshanim v'chozer misasek b'malachto. He would study Torah for a couple of years. He'd throw himself into it full force for a couple of years. He'd learn it cover to cover. And then he would say, okay, I know it. I'm done. And now I can get back to my malacha. Now I can get back to my dreams of being a billionaire. I can get back to work. I can go pursue other projects. And he would never look at it again. He wouldn't pay any attention to it. He'd study it for a short period of time. Right? Hashem is, you know, Book of the Month Club. Hashem gave out a Tanakh to everyone. So you'd spend a couple of years, you know, or a couple of months, however long it would take you to read through it. Okay, good. Done. Great. Any more assignments? Nope. That's the whole assignment, the Torah. Okay, great. Done. Back to work. Back to doing something else. But rather, Elamitoch Sha'adam, Lame Torah Vishocha, Eino Mazes Ve'eno Mazia Atzma B'Divrei Torah. From the fact that a person forgets Torah, it keeps him connected to Torah. He can't, right? He doesn't leave Torah. He doesn't abandon Torah because he needs to keep coming back to it to refresh himself in Torah because he doesn't remember it all the time. Mavur Mizeh. So what do we see? What we see here is that Gezeira Shichas HaTorah LiYisrael, Hikadei She'ish Yisrael Yasuk B'Torah B'li Harif. Forgetting Torah is one of the ways that Hashem, in an ironic way, binds us to Torah. By keeping us connected to Torah, we never graduate from Torah because we have to constantly come back to it because we're constantly forgetting it. Perhaps we can explain based on the Gemara Kedushin. Barasi Yetzer Hara uvarasi lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzer Hara and I created Torah as the antidote, as the medicine against the Yetzer Hara. V'im atem oskim b'Torah ein atem nimsarim b'yado. And as long as you're actively involved in Torah, you're well prepared to fight the Yetzer Hara. When you slip away from Torah, you slip right into the hands, into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. So therefore, explains the Pinchas Friedman, so the fact that we forget Torah and have to constantly continue to learn Torah, that's actually very helpful. That means we're taking our medicine every day, which allows us to be what? To be guarded from the Yetzer Hara. Nimsa sheyesh achreach gadol sheyamshicha adam lasuk b'Torah. There's a great... It's of great necessity that a person is constantly studying Torah. That way I have the medicine, I have again the weaponry to fight against the Yetzer Hara, which is trying to harm me. So thank you Hashem for allowing me to forget the Torah. But But my friends, there's a difference between the type of Torah that a person studies. Let's understand what is Niglas HaTorah, what is the revealed aspects of Torah, and what is Pnimiyas Sodos HaTorah, and how do they work to protect a person. If a person studies Nigla, if he studies the revealed sections of Torah, it's a tremendous defense mechanism against the Yetzirah. Va'adayin lo zacha lahasig chelak hanistar shebetorah. Imagine this person has only studied Torah, again on the surface, has not studied the depths, the secrets of Torah. Ki oz yesh chashash shim lo yishkach v'yizkor kol ma shalamed yafsik milumo Torah v'yizgabra lav Yetzirah. If a person, Nigla is limited in the sense that there's a quantifiable amount of Nigla Satara, right? There's something we can define as Kol HaTorah Kula. What do we put in that package? Kol HaTorah Kula? I don't know. The entire Tanakh, Shas, Shulchan Aruch, right? In a certain sense, there's a definable amount of Torah. In other words, I start to figure out, I want to know how I can, you know, warm something up on Shabbos or not. Okay, so I read the Chumash, and I learn a little bit about Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Bosh Vaseichem B'yom HaShabbos. Okay, can't light a fire on Shabbos. And then I learn the Gemaras, and I learn about what's allowed, what's not allowed. Afia, Bishol, how does it work? Then I learn the Shulchan Aruch, how do we Paskin? Then I learn the Poskim. At some point, you get to a conclusion, right? Not to say that you can't always learn the Sugya again, but you know, Halacha L'maisa, what we do. That's Nigla, that's the revealed aspects of Torah. It also is a process, but there's a definable amount of Torah in that regard, in the sense that you come to a psak. You come to a psak, right? And that's how you live your life, right? You didn't know that the Shulchan Aruch says, first you put on your right shoe, then your left shoe. Once you learn it, so now, good, so that's it. You know it. You've acquired that knowledge. What's amazing about Nistar, about the hidden dimension of Torah, is that it's endless. While Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, again on the surface, has parameters, I could tell you how many verses are in the Bible. Right? There's 5,845 verses in the Torah. Right? I can put a number on it. I could tell you how many pages there are in Shas, 2,711 pages. I could tell you how many Simonim are in the Shulchan Aruch. We could count, there's a definable amount of Torah for a person to study when it comes to Nigla of Torah. But when it comes to Nistar, when it comes to the inner world of Torah, it's endless. And therefore what? Why do we forget Torah? To make sure that we keep learning. Why is it so important that we keep learning? The Gemara in Kedushin tells us so we can have what to fight against the Yetzer Hara. And the only reason I'm going to run out of things to learn is if what? If I only learn Torah superficially. But if I learn secrets of Torah, if I learn Pnimiyas HaTorah, I'll never run out of what to learn. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I am the antidote to forgetting Torah. Because as long as I reveal the secrets of the Torah to the world, the Jewish people will always have something to do. There's always more to delve into it. Says Rav Pinchas Friedman, Al mi shezacha lilmod pnimiyas v'sodos haTorah. If you become the type of person who's learning secrets of Torah, so then what? Ki oz hu roa bechush shaTorah ein lasof etachlis. One would never make the mistake that the Medrash is describing in Koheles, that a person would learn Torah for a couple of years and think he's done. What are you, nuts? You can't graduate from Torah. There's no finishing Torah. We mentioned the other day, right, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, I think, who came to him and said, now that I finished learning Torah, can I study Greek philosophy? Yeah, only a person who studied Torah and thinks he finished it is shayach to the world of Greek philosophy, right? The world of superficiality of Torah. But if you understand the pnimius of Torah, you understand that Torah is infinite. As the Zohar says, Dinaviu dila be'oraisa be'razin stimen leisof. The Zohar says it very clearly, and we all understand it to be true. That one who accesses the secrets of Torah, it's leisof. There's no end to it. It's infinite. And therefore, a person who studies pnimius of Torah doesn't have to worry about what? Doesn't need kind of that kindness of forgetting Torah to keep him engaged. I don't need to forget anything. I should be zocha to remember all the Torah that I learned, and I promise you, Hashem, I'll still have what to work on, because I'm connected to what? To the inner world of Torah. Ki afilu im lo yishakach klum, even if you don't forget anything, you'll continue to study Torah, because you understand that Torah ain la sof v'tachlis. Torah can never be completed. And it's that realization, it's that revelation of Rishon BeYochai that helps to what? To protect us from forgetting. Again, forgetting is a punishment with a shtickle bracha, right? Obviously, it's a horrible thing to forget Torah. It's a terrible feeling. But there's a bracha in disguise that it keeps me engaged. But if I'm a pnimi, if I'm a deep person, then I'm never going to stop being engaged. I know that Torah is endless. And again, it's dafka in that deeper world of Torah that it becomes that much more clear that Torah is endless, right? The halacha, okay, I read the halacha, I read the Mishnah Berurah, I know what to do, I know the psak. But if I'm studying the pnimius of that Torah, of that idea, it's ein ledavar sof. It's mamish infinite like Hashem Himself. Yom toch lefarish bezed divrei ne'im zirus Yisrael. So with this, now let's try to understand what David HaMelech said. David HaMelech said a beautiful thing. B'chuko secha eshta asha. In your laws, I have a good time, I delight. V'chuko secha eshta asha. In your chok, in your laws, I find pleasure. Lo eshkach divarecha. And I will not forget your words. Interesting. Ki yadu achukim he mitzvos haTorah she'in lahem tam geloi. When it comes to the chukim of the Torah, a chok is usually a mitzvah that we can't understand, right? That which the reason behind it is not revealed. Ulam klal gadol hu she'afilu hachukim kamo para aduma v'tkiya shofar she'in lahem tam benigla. But we know that even those things, which we don't understand why they are, why Hashem decreed these things, aval b'toras hanistar yeshnam tamim niflam v'amukim l'chol ha-mitzvos. Right? Why do we blow the shofar? The Gemara says, because Hashem said so. The Rambam on the surface says, because Hashem says so. Hilchos tshuva. Right? Okay, remez yeshbo, to wake you up a little bit, but come on, let's get into it much more deeply. Let's learn some of the secrets of the shofar. Ooh, secrets of the shofar is endless. Let's learn the secrets of Parah Adumah. On the surface, we don't know anything. Right? The Pasha Pshat of Parah Adumah, okay, and Rashi maybe tells us, Parah is a kapara for the Egel. But it's a chok, we don't really understand it. But we can still swim around in the deeper dimensions of trying to understand it and revealing some of the sodos behind it. So the Arizal has a lot to say about it. And the Svarmak has a lot to reveal to us. Puk Chazei Bezawar HaKadosh Kisvei Arizal. Take a look in this. You'll see wondrous explanations for every mitzvah. Right? Shalav kol moch savil da. Not every mind can handle this. But we know it's there. And therefore David HaMelech said, I rejoice with your chukim. I rejoice with those mitzvos that can't be understood, and I will not forget your words. What's the connection? What's David HaMelech saying? I rejoice with the mitzvos that are hard to explain in pshat, and I won't forget your words. That's exactly the point, yes. I rejoice in those words because I know that there's a pnimius to them, that there are secrets to them. And if I'm connected to secrets, as we explained, lo eshkach devarecha, a person who's connected to secrets of Torah never has to forget things. We need to forget things if we're superficial, because otherwise we'll get bored of Torah. Right? I'll never going to pick up the Mishnah Berurah again. I'll read it cover to cover. I'll know how to live my life, and that's it. I'll never look at it again. So Hashem made us forget it so that we'll stay engaged. But if I know that there's endless, endless, endless layers and depths of Torah, so then I'll never stop being engaged, and then I don't have to forget anything. I don't have to forget. I don't need forgetting to keep me connected to Torah. I know that there's always more to explore more deeply. That's what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai revealed to the world. And in that way, he protected us from forgetting the Torah. Me'ata yizbar heitev. So now we understand very well. Madua dafka rashbi. Shegila ba'olam chelek hanister shebetorah zocha levatal shechas haTorah miYisrael. Now we understand the relationship between Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the revealer of secrets of Torah, and his guarantee to protect the Torah from being forgotten. Because it's one and the same. It's the secrets of the Torah that open up and give us access to the infinite depths of Torah. And when, as long as, again, one has what to do, he has the weapon against the Yetzirah, he doesn't need to forget anything. However, let's do one final step for today. And that is that we have to understand what the Zohar, which means illumination, is fighting against. Okay? Let's try to understand. You'll taste a little Chanukah in this also. V'nira levar od madua dafka ur toras hanistar mevatal shichas haTorah miYisrael. Let's try to understand a little bit further. Again, why it is that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's Torah has the ability, the secrets of Torah have the ability to prevent forgetfulness of Torah. And again, we started with a Gemara, right? It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Ches. Shumay Achai said to the other Tanoim, the Torah will not be forgotten, and it's because of the way that I'm going to teach Torah. So let's try to understand that a little bit more. One more step. Alpiyam Mavur Bizar Kadosh and Parshas Miketz. The Zohar and Miketz establishes a link between Shechacha and Choshech. Now you can see it has very similar letters, right? The Hebrew word for forgetting, Shin, Chaf, Ches, and Choshech, Ches, Shin, Chaf, have the same letters. So the Zohar says, yes, that's correct. Shechacha comes mitzad ha-choshech, from the side of darkness. Says the Zohar, Atar, Asar de isbe shechacha, vidahu keitz de sitra de choshech. The side that has within it forgetfulness is the side of darkness. Darkness and forgetfulness go together. Okay. Borei mashabira b'nei Yisaschar. So let's dip back into the B'nai Yisaschar's writings in the month of Kislev and Teves, when he talks about the darkness of Yavan. We learned this Medrash many times. The Medrash says, Choshech Zagal is Yavan, Shechshicha Einayim Shal Yisrael B'gzeroseyan. The Greeks, right, the Syrian Greeks, darken the eyes of the Jews with their decrees. Yavan is associated with Choshech, with darkness. Apima Shetiknu B'nosach Alanisim. What do we say in Alanisim? Kesha'om de Malchus Yavan Harashah al Yisrael, Lash Gicham Torah Secha. We see again a strong connection between darkness and forgetting. What did the Yavanim want to do in one sentence? Sum up the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah. What did the Yavanim want? They wanted us to forget the Torah. So of course they're connected to darkness. Of course that's the victory of the menorah, which is a victory of light, of or. Mavur Mizeh, Shayavanim Bikshu Lashkiach Torah Yisrael. The Yavanim, maybe more so than any other enemy in our history, directly targeted Torah with the stated goal of causing us to forget Torah. Interesting. V'hinei ha-Torah nikreis or. Torah, of course, is a light. Kinei mitzvah v'Torah or. Aval shichas ha-Torah, like we explained, is choshech, right? Shachach and choshech, the same letters. And choshech is Yavan. Interesting. So we see a very strong relationship between forgetting and darkness. Darkness and forgetting. The Yavanim were darkness, the Yavanim were forgetting. The Zohar says, forgetting comes from the side of Choshech. Okay. So what does that have to do with Rishon Baruch Hai? V'nei bitl ha-shichacha ha-ba mitzad ha-choshech, hu al yedei or ha-Torah, hefach ha-choshech. Again, the way that we fight the darkness is by what? Is by increasing the light. As the B'nai Yisasso explains over there, shemitam zeh, it's not by chance that the miracle of Chanukah is a miracle of light. That's exactly the response to forgetting. That's exactly the response to what? To darkness. Right? Hashem could have done a lot of different miracles. Hashem could have made, swords fall out of the sky and kill the Syrian Greek soldiers. And maybe we'd walk around on Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah would be to walk around wearing a sword on your belt. I don't know. It was fire, it was light, because that's what they were targeting. They were targeting Torah, which is or. And they were choshech, and they were in the world of shichacha. And we fight against that by, of course, what? Through the nes of the hadlakas ha-menorah, that the light of Torah continues to burn bright. As the Gemara says in Bava Basra, ha-rotza lahachim, if you want to become wise, yadrim, turn to the south. V'simanach menorah bedarum. If you want to be wise, go south. Why? Because in the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan was in the north. So if you want to get rich, go north. If you want to go wise, you want to become wise, turn south. Why? The menorah was in the south. And the light of the menorah is the light of Torah, the light of Torah wisdom. V'hine mevuar bizar kadosh, ki chelek hanister shabbatorah nikra or Torah. But which part of Torah is the brightest light of Torah? And of course, Chavar, you're starting to understand why Lag BaOmer is a holiday where we celebrate also with light. What are the bonfires about? My nephew Rafael, who lives two doors down, has been collecting wood the entire year. This kid cannot wait to make a bonfire. He's like a very Lag BaOmer soul, Rafael Weinberg. He just can't wait. He's so excited. He's been literally gathering pieces of wood all year to make a bonfire in Lag BaOmer. What's the bonfires of Lag BaOmer about? What is that all about? The Zohar tells us that the or of Torah, the most intense illumination of Torah, comes from what? From the inner world of Torah. The Zohar says in Baalos, Chav inon de mishtadlin berozei d'oraisa, those who are mishtadl, those who work, those who study the rozei d'oraisa, the secrets of the Torah, the ihu or, which itself is the light of the Torah, dechsiv ba v'torah or. V'yishlomar shemitam zeh, as we just explained, for this reason, that the minhag Yisrael is to what? Is laharbos or balag ba'omer yoma dihilul ha'sharashbi. That's why we need to take a bonfire, we need to light candles, we need to light up the world on Lag BaOmer. Because that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah represents, the light of Torah. And it's dafka, the light of Torah, that fights against the darkness of Torah, that fights against the forgetfulness of Torah. So now we understand better, even further, why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to stand up to his colleagues in Yavne and say, no, I have a type of Torah that can't be forgotten. Forgetfulness comes from darkness. And the Torah that I represent, the Torah of the secrets of Torah, is kulo or. It's entirely light. It's entirely or. Achein dafka rashbi baal hazohar kadosh. What does the word zohar mean? It means to shine, to illuminate. Sheheir li Yisrael chelek hanister shebetorah. He's dafka, the one who has the ability to stand up and again to make that that confident declaration. Final paragraph for today. V'yesh lahosif tavlin. But says Rav Pinchas Friedman, let me add just one more nekuda. The Arizal says the following. Where does forgetfulness come from at all? Why do we forget at all? Again, the Medrash told us Hashem forces us to forget so that we stay engaged in Torah. But where does forgetfulness come from? How do you forget something? If I learned it and it was in my head at one point, how did it get out? It comes from what? It comes from the klipos. It comes from the negative husks. It comes from the shells. It comes from the negative energy. What does that mean? Ki azachira hi mitzad hakedusha b'sod ve'ein shechecha lefnei kisei chodecha. Zachira is connected to holiness. Forgetfulness is connected to what? To lack of holiness. To the sitra achra. To the klipos. To the dark side. Again, dark being so much associated with forgetting. When a person is connected to Kedusha, right, on Shabbos Kodesh, Zachor, es Yom HaShabbos, L'Kadsho, right? Shabbos is Kodesh, and therefore it's a time of Zachir, it's a time of remembering. And as the Arizal explains, Ve'ein Shechecha Lefnei Kiseh Vodecha. There's no forgetfulness before your throne, Hashem, which means to the degree that we're connected in higher places, we rise above the klipa, the lowliness of this world, which causes us to forget. Rav Chaim Vital explains, "Sheikar tachlis esek haTorah b'chachmas haKabbalah, hu lakor hakotzim shemachitzonim mikerem haKedusha." When we study Kabbalah, when we study the deeper dimensions of Torah, what are we doing? We're using again these kochos to uproot, lakor to uproot the kotzim. What's a kotz? Kotz is a thorn. To uproot the thorns, shehem achitzonim mikerem hakedusha. Right, a kerem is a vineyard, and sometimes in a vineyard there are weeds that are growing. Sometimes there are thorns that are damaging the sweet fruit. When we study the deeper dimensions of Torah, right, we're pruning our vineyard, the kerem hakedusha, the holy vineyard, kerem hakedusha, the holy vineyard. Again, they went to Kerem B'Yavna. That's where this whole story began. That the Tanoim were in Kerem B'Yavna. And Rishon Ha'Yochai says, "I'm going to protect the vineyard. I'm going to make sure it doesn't get ruined." We call a person who's involved. Some of the Sfarim refer to a person who's who studies Pnimiyas HaTorah as those who are tending to the fields. Right? They're the ones who are harvesting in the fields. Interesting idea: reaping in the fields, harvesting in the fields. Right? Rabbi Nachman, when he spoke about it, the tikkunim that he wanted to make in Uman to the souls that were there. Right, he spoke about tending to the field, taking care of the field, being a person who's involved in providing for the field. So what is the field? What's the field? We're the field. Klal Yisrael is the field. The world's the field. Those who are involved in deeper dimensions of Torah are the ones who are taking the thorns out of the field to protect the field. Me'ata mavur hetev, ki dafka rashvi, shegila pnimis haTorah, shetachlisa levar kotzim and akerem. So dafka rashvi, whose whole world is Pnimiyas HaTorah, which is about removing the thorns, the damaging things from the field, from the vineyard. Hinehu zacha levatel shichas HaTorah, shehi machmas haklipos. He would be the one, of course, to be able to prevent the forgetting of Torah, which again, as the Arizal tells us, comes from these klipos, comes from these negative forces that have crept their way in. Okay? So again, there's more to the piece. We're going to stop here for today. But we got a good taste of the world of Rishon Bar Yochai. Again, we didn't answer our opening questions at all yet, right? But we have a much deeper understanding of this Gemara now. How Rishon Bar Yochai has the koach to protect forgetting the Torah by always giving us something to do, because Pnimiyas HaTorah is Ein L'davar Sof, it's literally endless, and also that it's an or that has the ability to fight against Choshech, and Choshech is connected to Shechecha, so as long as you have the light of the Zohar, you have the ability to rise above forgetfulness. And to be before Hashem. Ein Shecha Lefnei Kiseh Vodecha. Who wouldn't want to be before the Rabbanu Shalom? Okay, so we should find our place. We should find our place by the seat of Hashem and bask in the light of the deepest Torah in the world. That's the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai.